And Lydia Rebine is in the studio with us for the Madison Public Library show on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, right, Lydia?
Oh, it's been a beautiful day, Paul.
Yeah, it's going to get warmer, it sounds like.
Yeah, we get a little bit of that and before the inevitable attack of rain comes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, come on, it's practically fall. You know it's coming in time for the trick-or-treaters. Get them good and wet.
Yep. I love fall. The temperatures drop, no more 100 degrees. I like that.
Yeah, so. All of the nasty bugs are dying off again. That's always a good time.
That's the best thing, right?
Yes. You can go outside without being eaten alive.
All right, Lydia, why don't you fill us in what's happening at the Madison Public Library?
Well, September is going to be a busy month for us, and September also has a lot of general library events. First off, September is National Library Card Sign-Up Month.
Oh.
So it's our big push to get people to sign up for a library card. And in Madison, we're going to be doing a little promotion for that. It's already started. Everybody who signs up in Madison for their first Pioneerland library card, we're going to be entering them into a raffle to win some gift baskets. And there's going to be a children's and an adult's gift basket. So if you've already signed up in the month of September and gotten your first library card, you've already been entered, and we'll continue with that until the end of the month. And then in October, we'll be drawing some names to receive those gift baskets. So that's kind of fun.
All right, yeah, fun thing there. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's for sure. So let me get this straight. You haven't got a library card before, and it's the first time?
Right.
And your name gets entered into a drawing?
Yep. This is something we're specifically doing in Madison.
Okay.
But if you've had, say, a Hennepin County card before, that's fine. It's if you've never had a Pioneerland card before.
Okay.
So if you sign up for your first one of those, we're going to enter you into that drawing.
There you go.
Yeah.
Run on down to the Madison Library.
Mm-hmm.
Get your library card.
And then towards the end of the month here is something that's always kind of fun. Banned Books Week. I don't know if you're familiar with that one or not, but that is when the library takes time to acknowledge literature that people have tried to ban.
That way, okay.
Yeah, and it's mostly through institutions where books are challenged or banned in school systems. That's where a lot of them come from.
Mm.
But you also get books that have been banned around the world in particular countries.
Mm-hmm.
Say, Australia could have completely banned this book. And so we take that time to look at those books and make them available readily to people and say that, you know, no matter whether or not you agree with what's in it, literature should be available to everyone. You should be able to see those things and read whatever you like. So
Why would some books get banned? What are some reasons, would you say?
Content, mostly. Mm-hmm. A huge one we find now, in particular for schools, they get sometimes very nervous about LGBT content, where they don't think that their students should be seeing that, so a lot of books get challenged for that.
Mm-hmm.
But it can even be something like swearing, where a parent often will have a problem that they'll raise with the school district or maybe a teacher, and they will try and get that book banned.
Okay.
So it can be any number of things. There was a huge push back in the 90s to try and ban Harry Potter in a lot of school districts because people thought that the witchcraft was terrible.
A little out of hand, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's any range of things.
I remember that.
Yeah. Yep. You'd be surprised at some of the books that are on that list.
Yep.
So we'll be having some events for that and have lots of displays of banned books that you can come and check out.
And a good discussion, I bet, too. Huh?
Oh, absolutely. It's an eye-opener a lot of times.
Yep.
And then so for actual events, we've got one coming up soon here this Thursday. Instead of a kids craft in Madison, which is what we usually do on Thursdays, we're going to be hosting a bingo game for them, and that's at 4 p.m. for the children. Then Saturday, September 15th at 10:30 in Madison, we're having another kids event. We're doing a class where we'll be tie-dyeing T-shirts, and all supplies are provided for that. All they have to do is call the library to pre-register. But we do have to have an idea of what sizes of shirts they'll need and things like that. So the cutoff to sign up for that is going to be the end of the day this Thursday.
Okay, good.
And again, that's Saturday, September 15th at 10:30. Madison's Teen Coffee Club is meeting on a Tuesday in September, which is a little different, but we had scheduling conflicts. So they're meeting on Tuesday, the 18th at 5:30. And we'll be setting up the projector and watching A Wrinkle in Time and having pizza and popcorn. So that should be fun. Thursday, September 20th at 4 p.m. is a wish bracelet making class for kids. Thursday, September 27th at 4 p.m. in Madison, they're going to be making felt phone cases. Again, this is a kids' class. Everything is provided. And you don't have to sign up for that one. You can just show up for it. Then later that night, from 5:30 to 7:30, Senior Linkage Line will be at the Madison Library for a Basics of Medicare class and Q&A session. October 14th, jumping into October, we have something really exciting happening, which is why I want to start talking about it now. In Cambie and Dawson, author Alan Eskins is going to be making a visit. He's the author of the popular Max Rupert mystery series. Eskins is going to be at the Cambie Public Library at 2 p.m. and at the Dawson Public Library at 5 p.m. He wasn't able to do a stop in Madison, so Madison patrons, please just swing over to Cambie or Dawson. And again, both appearances are on Sunday, October 14th.
Who's that?
Alan Eskins.
Okay.
What does
he do?
He writes a mystery series that's becoming very popular. And we have a lot of patrons in our area now that are getting excited about his books. So it should be really fun. All of the libraries have book clubs. So if you want to join a book club, if you're interested, just stop by and ask at your respective library about that. And don't forget that Dawson Library, during regular hours, is still hosting Elizabeth Fondel's art and essay exhibit, Captured, an Exploration of Food and Culture. And that's in the library mezzanine. And, yeah, I think, you know, we've got more stuff going on for October, but we could go on about that forever.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, let's move into what are the staff reading, Lydia? This is my favorite part of the show, you know.
Well, and the first one is very appropriate because it's Deb's recommendation, and it's a book by Alan Eskins, the fellow who is coming over to visit. So it's book one in the series, and it's called The Life We Bury. College student Joe Talbert has the modest goal of competing in a writing assignment for, excuse me, has the modest goal of completing a writing assignment for an English class. A little different. His task is to interview a stranger and write a brief biography of the person. With deadlines looming, Joe heads to a nearby nursing home to find a willing subject. There he meets Carl Iverson, and soon nothing in Joe's life will ever be the same. I am reading Bride's Head Revisited by Evelyn Waugh. The most nostalgic and reflective of Waugh's novels, Bride's Head Revisited looks back to the golden age before the Second World War. It tells the story of Charles Ryder's infatuation with the Flight family and the rapidly disappearing world of privilege they inhabit. Enchanted first by Sebastian at Oxford, then by his doomed Catholic family, in particular his remote sister Julia, Charles comes to finally recognize his spiritual and social distance from them. Catherine and her girls are reading If All the Animals Came Inside by Eric Pinder. The walls would tremble, the dishes would break. Oh, what a terrible mess we would make. If all the animals came inside, bears would run down the stairs, kangaroos would bounce on the couch, and hippos would play hide and seek through the halls. Join one family's wild romp as animals of all shapes and sizes burst through the front door and make themselves right at home. Karen is reading Dorchester Terrace, Charlotte and Thomas Pitt, Book 27 by Anne Perry. 1896. Newly promoted to head of special branch, Thomas Pitt is forced to face the danger his new position brings when he uncovers the work of a traitor in his department. Not knowing who to trust, he must unmask the conspirator while simultaneously protecting a suspected target, the Austrian State Duke. Alice is reading Red Alert, NYPD Red, Book 5 by James Patterson and Marshall Karp. Detective Zach Jordan is the best of the best, a brilliant and tireless detective. He puts professionalism above all, ignoring his feelings for his partner, Kylie McDonald, the woman who broke his heart when they first met at the police academy. After solving a shocking jewel heist at a Manhattan movie premiere, Zach and Kylie return to face the most dangerous criminal of their careers. And then Kate is reading Structuring Your Novel, Essential Keys for Writing an Outstanding Story by K.M. Wayland. Is structuring the hidden foundation of all successful stories? Why do some stories work and others don't? The answer is structure. In this new guide from the author of the best-selling Outlining Your Novel, you will discover the universal underpinnings that guarantee powerful plot and character arcs.
All right.
That's
That's what the staff is reading.
Yeah.
At the Madison Public Library. So, Lydia, where you're located in Madison, and when your hours? Should I put you on the spot again?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
On Madison, we are just on the north end of Main Street across from City Hall. Our hours are Monday and Wednesday from 10 to 5:30, Tuesday and Thursday from 10 to 7:30, Friday from 1:30 to 5:30, and Saturday from 10 to 2, and Monday through Thursday we are closed from 1 to 1:30 for lunch.
Wow, I'm impressed. You got that all in your head.
I've said it once or twice.
Okay.
And if you want to keep up to date with what any of the libraries are doing, check us out on Facebook. It's Madison Public Library MN, Canby Public Library MN, and Dawson Public Library MN.
All right, Lydia, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
All right, that's Lydia Rebine of the Madison Public Library.